Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. Been a long time coming. It's life or death with me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am.
Feel me?
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop now.
Brave hearts,
you can hate me now.
Come on,
but I won't stop now. Cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now. You can hate me now.
Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Don't hate me, hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy, ice that I wear, flows that I try. Close your eyes, picture me rolling sixes, money folding, bitches, honeys that swollen. The riches, knives get in ya. Most critically acclaimed, Pulitzer Prize winner, best storyteller, thug narrator. My style's greater, model data. Big threat to a lot of you haters. Commentators, ringside, try watching my paper. Almost a decade, quite impressive. Most of the best is in the S's, but it's rap shit that I stand for. Expanding more to the big screen, Bill Gates dreams. But it seems you'd rather see me in jail with state dreams. Want me off the scene fast, but good things last. Like your favorite MC, still making some mean cast. First rapper to bring a platinum plaque back to the projects. But you still wanna hate? Be my guest, I suggest.
Money is power, motherfucker. I got millions of dollars on salary.
Do it now.
You can hate me now.
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
Can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
You can hate me.
You can hate me now.
Do it
I hate
now.
You too.
But I won't stop now.
Come on,
cause I can't stop now.
Come on,
you can hate me now.
You can hate
me. Do it now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now. I told you, do it now.
Let's go.
You wanna hate me, then hate me. What can I do but keep getting money? Funny, I was just like you. I had to hustle hard, never give up until I made it. Now y'all saying that's a clever nigga. Nothing to play with. Hate on me. I blew, but I'm the same OG. People warn me. When you on top, there's envy. Took my niggas out the hood, but you doubt on us. Saying we left the hood, but can't get it out of us. My bad. Should I step on my shoes? Give them to you. Here's my cars and my house. You can live in that too. Criticize when I float for the street. Hate my dress code. Gucci this, Fendi that. What you expect, ho? Nickname Esco. Took this game to its threshold. Best flow, I bet the whole US know. Try to make it like you the realest. But who the illest? Think we all know the answer to that. Cause niggas feel us, right?
You think I'ma come this far and let you niggas stop me now? I ain't
do it now.
You can hate me now.
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
Now.
Can't stop.
Cause I can't stop now.
Do it
you
now.
Can hate me.
You can hate me now.
I hate you too.
But I won't stop now.
You can hate me now.
Cause I can't stop now. You can hate me now.
You can hate
do
me
it now.
Now.
You can hate me now.
Do it now.
I like this. I like the way this feels.
Let's go.
It's a thin line between paper and hate. Friends and snakes.
Yo, 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 yo. This is Airball, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're on at a very late night slot, which we've picked up because this is our passion. This is all we care about. We don't have lives. Oh, let me put you guys' mics on. Hold up. Boom, boom, boom. All mics are hot. All the
rah,
fellas,
rah, 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 rah.
All the fellas are on
Hello.
The show.
We just saw Kung Fu Panda.
Yes, we did. Four. It was pretty solid, I would say. Should we talk about it?
No,
we,
yeah,
we,
no, I think so.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda deserves to be talked about. You know, it's a special thing.
It was very Hitchcockian in nature.
Why don't we go around and give our review in like a quick 1-2?
One-two punch.
Okay. About,
no spoilers.
You know, good one. 1-2 punch. Kung Fu. a good 2 sentences, like it's a letterbox review.
Okay.
I think we you can share your letterbox review, whatever. Just.
Oh, should I? I can start. I have my letterbox review.
Xander's got a good old letterbox review for us.
What's your letterbox, Xander?
No, I'm not giving out my letterbox.
The people want
to
know.
All one people that are listening to the show right now, I don't want you to have me on letterbox.
Walking over here.
We got some numbers at the moment. I'm not going to reveal what it is, but we got some.
Review of Kung Fu Panda 4 is as follows. Fourth rule of the streets should have been don't eat the whole peanut M&M's before the movie ends because there's like 6 servings in that bag. P.S. This was low-key Kafka-esque.
We really learned about the streets in Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah, no,
you'll see Kung Fu Panda 4 in theaters.
I was noticing that at the end of every scene, they drop some sort of wisdom on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
It varied in terms of seriousness and how much that had to do with Kung Fu itself, but I think I think it left us with a good bit of wisdom for sure.
And I think we all learned a little bit of Kung Fu. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you look at Tai Lung. Tai Lung's a master of Kung Fu, and I think we all picked up, you know, a few of his moves.
Where does Tai Lung rank in your top 10 all time villains?
You know, Tai Lung, there's something about Tai Lung. You know, you gotta have a lot of respect for Tai Lung, and all good villains, you can respect them.
Absolutely.
You know, talk about like Darth Vader, Thanos, like. These are some good villains, and you can always kind of see from their perspective. Tai Lung, he might be better. He might be the greatest villain ever.
Oh, that's a hot take. That's a hot take.
Oh my god! All right, should we?
Oh my god!
This? I mean,
yes.
We talk about the intimidation factor.
Let's go into this.
We talk about just the menace in his eyes. We talk about the fear that he imposes upon people.
Oh, like, wait, I could spoil the movie and ask a good question. Do I spoil it?
No, don't spoil it. We got a ton of listeners on here saying.
Okay,
right
how
they're texting
his,
me. Don't spoil it.
How does his legacy change after this movie?
Tai Lung.
That's without spoiling anything.
You know what?
How does this change his legacy?
I think it actually greatens him. I think he's a greater villain because of this.
It
more
shows
complex.
His soft side.
Shows his soft side. Mm. Shows
yeah,
his,
without spoiling.
Without
anything,
spoiling,
yeah.
Shows
yeah.
his soft side.
I think it shows his financial prowess. without spoiling anything,
yeah.
I think he really shows you. He gives you sort of a how to. He shows gives
Do
you
taxes.
How to on broadening your portfolio. And. Diversifying your assets that I think we're not expecting
am I,
to
am
see.
Am I hearing a Tai Lung for president late candidacy?
Tai Lung could run a country. Tai Lung could run a country.
He almost runs a realm, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. A realm? It's harder to run a realm than I
that's a great take.
I would argue realm is number one. Number two country.
Is it harder to
number
run
three, province.
A realm or a country?
A province?
Province
a
is
province or a
realm?
A realm is like, think about all everything that's in a realm. It's a whole realm. Like
it's
a province is like a realm if it was easier to govern, if we're being honest. And a country is like, a country is kind of the same thing in a way. It's just country, province, interchangeable.
If Tai Lung joined the NBA.
What position would he be or who would he play for?
If Tai Lung joined the NBA... Would he give LeBron a run for his money? Absolutely.
Oh.
I would say
he
Tai Lung
is a LeBron James.
Tai
he's
Lung
a, he's
is
more
LeBron.
Like an Anthony Edwards.
Oh, that's a good.
Call.
That's a good.
You know,
call.
Like a little bit villainous, but like still has like a little bit of a soft side of his.
Yeah,
name.
Yeah.
But dog, nonetheless. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to pivot this show completely towards our regularly scheduled show of Airball, but did anyone else see the Anthony Edwards blog tonight?
He had a block.
You might want to look this up.
I was watching
game.
Kung Fu Panda 4 in theaters.
Well,
right
yeah,
now.
But on the way home, I wasn't watching
Maybe
Kung
we
Fu
just,
Panda
hey.
4.
For a brief moment, talk about the Celtics. Because that
no,
was
wait,
the.
Wait, wait, wait,
nah,
no,
it's
no, no,
too
wait.
Late for the Celtics. It's too late for this talk. Let's play a song. Let's play a song. Let's get into some music.
I got some.
The number one Kung Fu Panda fan just walked in the building.
Wait, pull up. Can we just pull up the block real quick? Just for some. What is happening? Are we listening to skateboarding?
This is the Propeller Heads. Boom. Yeah, you've been listening to the Propeller Heads. Top tier band.
Propeller Heads.
We would like to welcome Luka Zoric.
Zoric or Zoric?
Zoric.
Yeah, be sure to talk into the mic. What's up? We got a full studio tonight.
Propeller Heads or Propella Heads?
Propeller.
E-R.
E-R, Propeller Heads. The album is called Decks and Drums and Rock and Roll 20th Anniversary. And this was Oh Yeah. The song which samples a skateboard halfpipe.
Wow, that's really revolutionary, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, they have the stereo moving in and out of each ear. It feels like your brain is the halfpipe.
Wow.
And the bass player is the skateboarder, just going boom, 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 you know? Mm.
Sample a basketball dribble.
Sample, yeah, that would be crazy. Like someone doing the spider. Like
it is doing. Three-man weave. Three-man weave.
I don't know if that's...
Injury
I
reserve. Three-man weave, injury reserve.
That's a good song. We could play that.
Cue that O.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, here.
Never fading away. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Kind of.
Oh. There is a caller coming in, putting all the mics on. Let's see what's going on.
Hot mic.
Hello.
Yo, 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 yo. Wait, wait. Test it. Test it out. Testing the volume up.
We're struggling to figure this out.
Nah, it's just. Wait, hold up.
Oh, it's so creepy. Try not to
squeeze. Is he very?
Yeah, no, no, no.
I'm just gonna be quiet.
Can you hear me? Oh. There is a caller.
Oh, you're live.
Yeah, please just speak like very clearly into the mic. Otherwise, we can't really hear.
It is an extremely delayed broadcast.
Wait, right, can you hear me? Oh, he's not going to be able to hear me.
Yo, yo, yo.
I can hear you now, but oh. I have the show on. All and right. It's like, it's from like a minute ago.
Oh.
Oh, what?
That's wild. Well, we're talking to you right now, so that's all good. It, I mean, it doesn't really matter that it's delayed. Identify yourself.
Well,
who is this figure?
It's an honor and a privilege to be featured on Airball.
Give us, yeah, give us a
hot take of the evening.
Hot take
of the evening.
Off the head.
Off the dome.
I was just calling to say, Tai Lung is the Carmelo Anthony of the Kung Fu Pandaverse.
Oh, my God.
Let's expand on this.
We'll kill you from mid-range. Ooh, easily will step back and destroy you from beyond the arc.
Oh, that's really good.
That's good enough.
In the big moments, big boy Poe is going to come on in there and take you down.
Who's Poe?
You got absolutely nothing. Oh, I like that.
Someone said Poe was Jokic
right there
earlier.
Yeah, that was me.
Poe's LeBron.
Yeah, do we have a Knicks fan on the radio that can respond to that comp? Because I feel like the Carmelo Anthony, I mean, there's only one man on this show, Luca, who can appreciate that.
Oh, he's beyond. He's
what
probably.
What you need is a fella from Denver. That will really do it justice.
Yeah, everybody, but for everybody.
Well, props to you for figuring out the phone. I'm not going to lie. I think.
It's confusing.
It took time.
The way I feel when I'm fixing the phone is like how my grandpa probably feels when he's trying to like log into his email or something. It's not so easy.
It's just like high tech.
Well, it's like low tech. Like we're all so used to like a higher
level. It's like
the
opposite, but it's the same effect.
Exactly. Well, this is probably how I will feel in 30 years once the newfangled devices come out. But yeah. How is the post-college life treating you?
Stay in school, kids.
Should we get most embarrassing Matthew Tenzer moment of his entire life as you know it?
Oh, this is
on the radio.
Never done anything wrong, not once.
Mm. Whoa,
that can't be right. He never like.
Guys, you guys know everything about me.
Ben, I got a question for you. Were you ever benched in elementary school? Like, were you ever like punished for like I don't know, playing after the bell?
Was I benched as a player?
Yeah. You messed up in game. You got benched.
Yeah.
No. Well, in high school, I didn't get enough minutes to get benched anymore.
Ben was the Tai
Lung.
Can we get
play basketball?
Can we get a player
Westlake?
Comp? Like
Ben played basketball at Harvard Westlake on the varsity.
Like, can we get
you
like
want
a player comp?
Player
like,
comp,
yeah.
Dude?
Yeah.
How about Steve Novak?
Oh, I love that.
Steve Novak.
Give me the rock. I'll light it up from three. I'm not too quick on the court. Handle. I'll grab some boards. I'll throw a couple passes and I'll knock it down.
Give JJ Barea.
Give me a player comp. What's my player comp?
Ooh,
Dellavedova.
Because
that's
Jennings.
Brandon Jennings. That's a good player comp.
Brandon Jennings.
Matthew?
Briante Weber.
Honestly, Briante Matthew, Weber. You're like a PJ Tucker, but instead of posting up in the corner, you're at the far wing, like deep in the wing, like 10 feet back in the wing.
That's Eric Gordon. That's Eric Gordon.
I'm at Eric Gordon.
That Mike
yeah,
Miller.
He's Eric.
I aspire to be Eric Gordon.
Yeah, famous Clipper Eric Gordon.
Yeah. We can go around the horn, give ourselves player comps. Xander, you're like a...
wait, who did you say?
Jonah
you
has given... Wait, hold on. I have such important things to say about this. Jonah has given me the worst player comps I've ever heard in my life. He watched me play and just out of nowhere, out of thin air, was like, yeah, you play like Dennis Schroeder.
What?
And I was like... I mean, I don't know...
So
or
random.
Whatever.
You said because of like this one layup
basketball.
You did one time that I saw Dennis Schroeder do.
Oh, I think it was my craftiness. I was like,
you're crafty, intelligent
Dennis Schroeder,
player.
Where does he fall on like
well,
the crafty
time?
Schroeder's the type of guy who like will slither into the lane, but because he's like 15 inches shorter than the other players, he has to like really use his body.
He's
to protect
a poor
his
man,
lip.
Shea.
Yeah, Dennis. Yeah. Schroeder, a real one. It's like, what if Dennis Schroeder is 6'6"? Like we talking like an Allen Iverson situation.
What
yeah.
if
what
Derek
if
White
Schroeder
was 5'3"?
Was a Kentucky point guard from Canada.
We didn't think about that.
Dennis Schroeder just sometimes like moves in slow motion. That would just like get.
I'm saying so
wants.
Does Shea.
That Dennis Schroeder is like if a like a soccer player, like a really good soccer player, just decided to like play
that's
basketball instead.
Yeah,
swag. Yeah.
Dude, no, because like Dennis Schroeder could have been a pro soccer player, but he's like because all of the guards that would be good European guards
yeah,
are playing
soccer.
So they just never switched to basketball. For some reason, he was a hooper from day one, and he just wanted to play basketball.
I'm sure Doncic can tech.
He's a bit too big,
Doncic
man.
Just, Doncic
You've
just
seen him juggle
it.
A little
bit. He like, he'll do some shit
yeah,
in the
Steve Nash,
oh,
Steve Nash can play, too.
Like, he'll be crazy.
See Steve Nash juggling a basketball before the game. He's popping the Around the Worlds.
I just want to be clip? Zach Randolph. The Zach Randolph of
that's
tough
you guys,
what do
you think of the dunk contest?
We talked about this on the prior episode.
Should we get Ben? Ben, if you could name two people, historical figures, celebrities, fictional characters, that you want to see, one of them is jumping over the other one in a dunk contest.
Oh, great question.
Either sitting down or standing up, upright.
Or any performance you could think of.
Past picks were Jericho Sims jumping over Vladimir Putin. We had Paul Dano jumping over Sarah Palin. Anyone you can think of.
What are your
of.
Thoughts?
Give me Abe Lincoln over Peter Dinklage.
Oh my God.
But I feel like the other way around might be more impressive to see.
I mean, like,
no, that's the thing. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Peter Dinklage is comparable to Kai Cenat. So if you think about it, like in terms of dunking over.
Tai Lung over Alexander Hamilton.
Mm. Yo, I got a question for you, Ben. Would you take five Abraham Lincolns or five foot five Derek Whites? That's a real question because Abe Lincoln is like 6'6" or whatever. He's built
Are
like a.
Are you talking about basketball or like leading a nation?
Both.
I mean, we can do both.
Leading
both. Talking, I mean, honestly, both. I think out of all NBA players, Derek White might be the best president. He seems level-headed, bald-headed.
Abe Lincoln was 6'4", not 6'6".
Okay, he's like
about
a 2.
A fight, there is absolutely no way big man Abe is going down.
Abe can play the 2.
But
nah, David Ruskin.
Well, if it's fucking if it's 5,
hey, watch, be careful.
They're all playing. They're playing all the positions.
Yeah.
I'd
like to remind you to watch your language, please, on this radio. Public education.
Sorry,
radio.
WNFL. I've been out the game too long.
Yeah, Ben used to have a legendary radio show on WMFO.
What was it called?
Multiple.
What was it called? What were they called?
One of them was Freaks and Beats. The other one
nice.
Was Juan Chicken Tenders.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Nice.
The other guy that was on it, his name was Juanchi. And then he's like, Ben Tenzer, so it's like,
oh.
It kind of works. Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Tenders.
Yeah, I know you get
it. I'll explain it to the dude that made it.
I needed the explanation, though. I'm not.
Yeah, same.
I appreciate it.
Shout out Juan.
Shout out Juan. Yeah.
We did see Dune.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Oh, Owen hasn't.
I've only seen the first.
Don't
one.
Say anything about Dune, Owen.
All right, I have a take about Dune, which will not reveal any spoilers or details. I say Dune is the Wembanyama of movies.
Oh my God! Any chance?
Biggest
Wembanyama
fan.
Mention
I told him yesterday the crossover between guys who are way too excited about Dune
chill.
And guys who are way too excited about Wembanyama.
Oh wait,
you
was
would
this
think
in your,
there's no crossover, but the crossover is just Jonah. He's that Venn diagram.
Is this in your letterbox?
No, that's not about. That's out loud to Jonah to his face.
That's why I said that. I was thinking about what you said. Yeah. And I was like, I think that they are in the same category. Yeah. A movie which is so alien is
are you part French or something?
Timothy Chalamet is the Wembanyama of actors at the moment.
I'd say he's more like the probably just like the Timothy Chalamet
waxing,
of actors.
Waxing.
Victor Wembanyama is waxing.
You got Jamal Murray at the very least.
Yeah, Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray's first quarter moon. Hello. Maybe first quarter moon. Oh, wait, no, he's got a championship. He's got a championship.
Quarter.
Maybe he's third quarter.
Who's the Michael Jordan of actors, though?
The Michael Jordan?
I don't know.
Like Meryl Streep?
Denzel? No, I don't know.
Who's Leonardo DiCaprio? He's like
Matthew Tenzer?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
He's got a little
there has to be like a player
career.
Comp for
Meryl
a lot
Streep
of these people.
Meryl Streep isn't even that bad of a take.
I mean, yeah, she's just like...
She don't lose in the finals, so...
Like
no,
De Niro?
Don't.
I don't know.
De Niro's lost in the finals.
Tom Hanks.
That's such a dependable choice. Like, I feel like when you talk about
the... Nero is like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar today.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Tom Hanks is like Marc Gasol.
Yeah, honestly. He's dependable. He gets the job done when you need him. But is he doing anything special
like
for
Jerry
you?
Jerry West.
There's a lot of guys that can do what Tom Hanks can do. Jerry West? It's like Jack Nicholson. Guy, rather...
Steve Novak.
Who's real question. This is like another one of these. Who's the Derek White of actors?
Oh, that's man.
Impossible to think of.
Who's the most versatile
actor? Sydney Sweeney.
Maybe like Bryan Cranston?
Wait, no.
Sydney Sweeney.
A lot of hype right now. Bryan Cranston. I can get behind that.
You're underrating Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston's not the Derek White.
No.
Sydney Sweeney is like...
No, it's not. No way.
No. I actually haven't...
Oh, sorry. The Derek White of actors.
This is a hard...
Let's go to our guest.
Oh, yeah, Ben. Who do you think the Derek White of actors is?
Are we talking Derek White with hair or bald?
Bald. Come on now.
New version of Derek White.
I gotta phone a friend. What do you think? Who's the Derek White of actors?
Specify bald though.
Yeah, bald Derek
Mark
White.
Mark Ruffalo, maybe?
Bald Derek White.
Oh, I like the Mark. Oh, Mitch. He actually has a friend there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You want to get your friend on the phone?
Yeah, get him on
the
radio.
Get a little conference call.
Is it your dad?
Okay. We got an interesting answer.
Let's hear it.
Derek White is Channing Tatum.
What?
Oh, no, interesting.
That actually, no.
I think you're closer to Jonah Hill.
Channing Tatum is Wayne.
Hill? No way.
He's not Jonah. Jonah Hill makes no sense. Channing Tatum makes sense because it's like Derek White. It's Derek White. Who do we think we're talking about here?
We're talking about the most versatile,
Michael
switchable actor.
Michael Cera.
Michael
Cera.
Michael Cera?
He can only do one dude.
That's why I'm saying
Brian
Cranston.
Something about Michael Cera and Shea Gilgis Alexander is just clicking for me.
That makes sense to me.
Who's the Jason Tatum of actors? Someone who in the big
Michael
moments...
Michael B. Jordan.
Vin Diesel.
Someone in the moments Jordan. That are most important doesn't necessarily perform, but is dependable nonetheless. Is
Jesse Eisenberg is Derek White.
Jesse Eisenberg can only play like awkward, anxious.
He's not. He's not range either.
Nerdy guy.
No, that's a hard question. Not Derek White. That's really hard. Who has a range like?
Who has most acting range? Bryan Cranston. No. I'm gonna argue why I think it's Bryan Cranston because when he was on
Malcolm between Wembanyama, Dune, and Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston when he was on Malcolm in the Middle was overshadowed. He wasn't the core of the show. Derek White, I think if you give Derek White the first option role, he'll shine like Bryan Cranston.
Cillian Murphy.
Is it good shout. How do you say Cillian?
Killian Murphy, Killian Hayes. Is Killian Murphy the Killian Hayes of acting?
No.
No. So
he's the Derek White.
Killian Hayes of acting is...
Is Killian Hayes unemployed?
Who's the woman who plays on Curb? The new... The girl.
Oh Maria my God, Sophia. Maria Sophia. That's the Killian Hayes.
The Killian Hayes. What's Pedro Pascal's NBA comp?
Oh, he's big time.
Sabonis.
What?
D-Mitch.
Donovan Mitchell. And I can see that, yeah.
Donovan Mitchell.
I feel like we got to age. No, I think kind of like Sabonis. We got to age a bit more.
Yeah, who's like the
Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard. Oh,
the Kawhi Leonard of actors. Who's like a really stoic actor.
Here's my reasoning, right? He absolutely carries the show, The Mandalorian. You don't even see his face. You don't even know he's there.
Yeah.
Kawhi will torture. You won't even know he's on the court.
Yeah, because he's not even nice. Flashy.
Have you seen The Last of Us? He's very good in that.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen that?
Yeah.
I actually haven't.
I watched that in 2 days. It was amazing.
Damn, 2 days?
Such a good series.
I should have.
It reminded you of Kawhi or no?
I was doing it week by week.
Not at all. No Kawhi in there.
No Kawhi.
No, he's a very emotional man. I don't want to spoil it or anything, but I don't know. What was my take? Pau Gasol. I'm touching on both the Gasols. Pau Gasol. Are you pulling up highlights, bro?
No. I'm just seeing how this game ended. It was a two-point game.
Watch the end of the Warriors game.
Live highlight reaction.
Something ridiculous happened. I don't know. It was a two-point game. Like, the Spurs choked this game.
How are you going to pull up the...
You want me to give a little commentary? Malik Monk, absolute animal. Of course he did that.
Let's go.
Three in his mouth.
Wow, this was a close game. What did Wemby put up?
Yeah. And then the tie game, 10 seconds left. And Sabonis makes the... That's crazy.
Classic Spurs fashion.
Wow, Sabonis with the game-winning steal on him.
The tank.
Yeah. Looks like his father in that one.
Wemby glazing.
I'm glazing him. I'm glazing Arvidas as well.
If you had a
chance. And then let's see, did Wemby get a final shot? He wasn't even on the court.
He didn't even play in the game.
That's so lame. I'm not going to watch
He didn't play a single minute in the game.
Let's see the end of the Warriors game as well.
Put up the,
Wemby's
put
not
up
playing
the,
and you're pulling up the Spurs game? What's going on?
All right, wait.
That's a low.
I think we might do some music, song or two, and then come back to more talking, more yapping.
Heck
but we got to keep a balance going.
the people need to hear. All
right, gentlemen, it's been an honor and a pleasure.
Thanks for calling in. Time. Call in again if you need. If you need.
If you guys have a great show going on here. I don't know how you got 1 a.m. on a Thursday.
We're just always keeping an eye out. We don't have a normal slot yet, so. We got 5 a.m. on Saturday.
You just saw it was open and then walked over?
We have Jonah is very vigilant about.
We just came back from Kung Fu Panda 4, which you should see if you want a little chuckle. Yeah, we just saw it.
Oh, my God.
We were the first people in the world.
It was solid. It's what you'd expect.
I laughed a lot. Luca is a huge Kung Fu Panda fan, and I think he enjoyed it.
I hope he had high expectations.
Oh, don't have high expectations. Yeah.
Lower them, but then enjoy yourself while you're there.
That's what I would say. All right, Ben.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, Ben.
That horn rhino, he's the Ron Artest of Kung Fu Panda.
You're not about to play. Spotlight when they turn the lights down. Only a champ swing the hardest in the 12th round. I love the fourth quarter. I love the ninth inning. I love game seven. Bring on the competition. Cause in my heart, can't nobody do it better. Can't slow me down. Won't stop me never. I'm so Cassius Clay. I'm Tyson in his prime. You know league with. I'm Barry Bonds with mine. I beat the buzzer, baby. My stroke is hole in one. You see the finish line, here I come, and I ain't gotta brag. I let the trophies do it. Around here, we the best. Now come and hold me to it. I specialize in everything that can't be done. Ain't no more talk about it. Moment of silence for the champion.
Shit that I do, check it, yo. My biggest worries were missing a free throw. Now me, Grogs, and Pete doing a three-man weave, though. Where I was too pretentious for some egos. Then Fonte made a song with Little Beto. Check it, yo. Shit changed, that's some shit that we know. Now me, Grogs, and Pete doing the three-man weave, though.
I used to wanna be a hooper, but I wasn't that good. Had to dot I see dubs with the panel of wood. Couldn't tell me that I wasn't on some king shit. But I had no J, so it really didn't mean shit. Yeah, sorry, Yunk, you spent your money on those cans. But we both knew I never had a chance. Let's keep it a buck, like Ray in his rookie season. Then I found something I was good at, something that I believed in.
See me, I hooped a little, but shit, I was JVing. In rap parallels, I was like Rusty said. Plus, if it was today, I'd probably get kicked off of Neyland. And shit, they wouldn't trip, it's not like them niggas would need me. Now the big three out here, three-man weaving. 7 seconds or less, Mary and Mari and Steven. All wax, need plaques, so no achiever. You can hold all that feedback, we don't need it, what's up? This remind a nigga of high school. No repercussions for the shit that I do. Check it, yo. My biggest worries were missing a free throw. Now me, Grogs, and Pete doing the three-man weave, though. Where I was too pretentious for some egos. Then Fonte made a song with Little Beto. Check it, yo. Shit changed, that's some shit that we know. Now me, Grogs, and Pete doing the three-man weave, though. This remind a nigga of high school. No repercussions for the shit that I do. Check it, yo. My biggest worries were missing a free throw. Now me, Grogs, and Pete doing the three-man weave, though. Where I was too pretentious for some egos. Then Fonte made a song with Little Beto. Check it, yo. Shit changed, that's some shit that we know. Now me, Grogs, and Pete doing the three-man weave, though.
Face for your face.
Yeah.
waking up in a dream. Sleepwalking on another big stage. You never heard peace till you hear people scream your name in unison. I'm so far away from the place I used to be. Struggling usually, look at the new me. Fate pursuing me, I can feel the energy in the air. It feel like I'm supposed to be here.
Everywhere I go I'm getting so much love. From fans to stars, everyone saying how they can't wait for the OP. And I'm gonna blow, they believe in me. Feel so good in what you do. Help somebody else get through. That's why I do the best I can, because I know.
Fool if I take it all for granted. A smart man if I keep my feet planted to the earth, cause the people that hurt can understand it. You speaking outlandish, I'ma show you how to make it all work. Another planet is a short term goal for me. A record soul for me, it's just more of me and you're here. For you to hear Kendrick persevere. Defenses I feel relentless. Ambition with a clear vision. Taking off, I ain't taking off these pistons. I'm taking off on the enemy, your distance. Came across me, how much it'll cost me to get you out my business. I said a planet is a short term goal. No sky is the limit, I'm past that, now past that. Award not one, but four times two plus yours.
I see myself performing that.
K-Dot.
Sold out shows where the room is packed.
Uh-huh.
Sitting at the Grammys winning 5 awards. See myself on big billboards. Traveling around the world with endorsement deals. Can't imagine how it feels. That's why I'm smiling every day, because my dream ain't far away.
Looking at me and you tell me I'm blessed. Calculated my steps, my heart, my breath. Breathe lungs of a victory and vividly you see me when I'm at my best. My worst, this verse dedicated to the days that I slept with a curse. Research my pay dues, I'm reimbursed. I burst in the crowd with a voice and a crown. I'm a king on the prowl and I see mama smile and a vow. I'ma take that I'll never break. You can break bread with me now. We can all take a bow on the edge of the pedestal and scream out loud that we made it off the avenue and walk that mile. In the darkness I often sit back and get lost in the rap that I wrote when you told me that it spoke to your soul. I was talking to you, I was walking it through. Every ghetto tell success hello, we here.
And I'm so happy I cry, cause I can't believe all the things I ever wanted are finally happening for me. And it's so surreal that I almost feel that any minute I could wake up from this fantasy. When you pray so hard and you've come so far and you know you to leave your mark, and I'm gonna do it. Watch me.
I'm so high, I can touch the sky. I know it's my time, and it's now or never. Shine so bright, a light the night, and it feels so right. Ain't nothing better. I'm so high, I can touch.
We got a PSA for you. Take it away.
Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Radio.
And you are listening to Airball on 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The place to be, the place to listen. Get your Spotify, cancel everything, listen to WMFO. Yeah.
Go off the grid.
All right. Oh, my bad. You're free. You can all speak now.
I was about to say, adoption. Go pick yourself up a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Go pick yourself up a Josh Hart.
Ooh.
Oh. A Pat Bev.
Yeah.
A Pat Bev is a dog.
Pat Bev is.
Puts on a
Kawhi Leo nerd.
Kuminja.
Ninja dog in training.
Pup.
Pup.
He's a little pup.
I like pup.
Jalen Johnson's a pup.
Are you been watching Jalen Johnson vids recently?
Of course. Of course.
How's he doing?
Jalen Johnson, like Hawks Jalen Johnson?
Yeah.
He's doing
well. Balling.
I see him be putting up rebounds. He puts up double doubles.
A team of like Kobe White, him, the two J Dubs.
Kobe White's going crazy.
Yeah.
And put Cade in there too. Yeah. Team of dogs.
I mean, Cade's just.
No. Vince, the two J Dubs, Jalen Johnson, and. Need a fifth. A fifth dog.
Moses Malone?
Wow. Sure.
He's probably a dog. We don't know. We can pull up the footage.
Isaiah.
But we don't know.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen this? There's like a trend online right now where people are saying
like what table do you sit at?
No. It's like we're done with the 90s. We're done with the 80s. We're done with the 90s. Of people pulling up game footage from the 80s and 90s and showing like they pulled up Michael Jordan's 69-point game or whatever it was. His like career high game. And they were like, yeah, this is 23 free throws and not a lick of defense is played the entire game. And they show it is nitpicking clips, but they show all these clips and it looks like it's literally like the softest defense I've ever seen.
Yeah, I saw something like that. It's so different, but it's also the spacing. Like, they just didn't have to play up that much.
Also, I saw people say like Michael Jordan had no left hand. It's just he didn't really have to use his left hand as much as he would now. I'm sure if he was still playing now, he would go crazy. He would just
for sure. Alright, I got a few cool questions to ask if y'all want. It would be a funny time to debut this.
Let's hear it.
This segment. I don't know what to call it. I was thinking of it be like white or wrong. But then, I don't know.
What? What?
Let's change the name.
Yeah, probably bad.
What's
name.
Up with that?
Okay, name is
Hot Mike.
We can
Hot
workshop
Mike.
The name.
Hot Mike is the name of this section.
We could workshop the name, but I want to ask y'all a group of four fine white gentlemen. A would you rather on two white NBA players?
Okay.
And the first one, if. We were just watching this man play on the highlights of the Kings versus Spurs. Who would you rather take? Sabonis? Prime Sabonis or Prime Marcus?
That's tough.
Those were loud calls, by the way.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. You gotta quiet those now. What do we think?
Prime Sabonis versus who?
Marcus.
Prime Marcus.
Not even Pau.
Marcus.
Not Pau.
Okay, wait.
Would Pau would kind of be a
I think Sabonis is a softie, but I'd take Sabonis over Marc Gasol.
Sabonis over Marc Gasol. We're talking about one of the hallmark defensive players of the early 2010s. Possibly the greatest defensive center post Dwight Howard, pre Jokic. I mean, not Jokic. Who I don't even know.
Jokic forced the paint.
Post Howard, pre Mozgov. That's what I'm saying.
Pre Marcin Gortat.
No, I mean Gortat and Gortat and Gasol were like competing for those DPOY.
Best two the best screeners.
We're just gonna forget about Pero Antic.
We're gonna forget about Andrew Bynum.
Tiago Splitter.
Tiago Splitter.
Oh wait.
You can't go bar for bar with me with random NBA players. That's not gonna work.
Name one.
We could do a circle.
I already just named two, but I can name another one. Anthony Morrow.
Okay, this was a crazy challenge I saw on
David Lee.
Dude, okay, one person names a random NBA player, and then the next person has to use
the last letter
of either the first name or the last name, make it easier, and name another random NBA player, and just go in a circle until somebody can't do it. And they're eliminated.
That might be an endless bit, though, I feel like.
I don't think so. I'm not that good at it.
How random they have to be?
On the first one.
How random? Like, Corey Maggette random? Oh, shoot. Okay. Corey Maggette is a... if you made Maurice Spates a shooting guard.
Okay, are we starting with Corey Maggette?
Corey Maggette?
What's the end with a Y?
No.
Nah.
E. An E?
So random.
Eddie House.
Ezekiel Branham.
Wow.
Wow. That's made up.
Malachi Flynn. Yo. We need to have some order on here. I said Malachi Flynn.
Okay. Let's go in a circle. Mean you go?
No, just a circle so we're not talking over each other. Okay. So people can hear.
All right, so it's N for me.
N.
It's hard to come up with.
Nikhil Alexander Walker.
Okay.
Walker, so R. Robert Covington.
That's good.
Back to N.
Nene.
E.
That's a great
back
one.
Back to E.
E.
Oh, Eduardo so Najera.
What?
A? Who is that?
That could have been made up. Was that made up?
No.
Okay, because for me, like that, there's.
Aaron Nesmith.
H?
Oh, I got one for H.
This is a crazy
pick. Hernan Cortez. Z.
Hernan Cortez. No, Hernan Cortez is an
He's
S.
He's an explorer.
And I think
it's a Spanish
S.
conquistador.
I'm going to go for S.
I'm still stuck on Eduardo Najera.
Shalto Roberts.
Who?
That's not
my God.
Shalto Roberts.
The craziest name.
Shalto Roberts was a perennial All-Star in the 1950s.
That's not a player.
I'm gonna fact check this, but like Shalto Roberts?
Shalto S H A L T O W. Put a W.
Look up Shalto
Roberts. S H O L T O.
I can't find it. Whatever. I believe you.
Why do I get Ben Simmons?
Simmons. S.
Rest in peace this season, by the way.
How do you spell this?
Sam Shalto Roberts. Sam Decker.
Oh, great, Wisconsin. I love those Wisconsin teams.
Raymond Felton.
Look up Shalto Roberts death row.
What?
He was signed to Desert Records.
No, I think he's bro.
What is this? What is this music?
Wrong death row, man.
Yo, I'm gonna let this. Dude, because the problem is when I have like the normal music, it's not talking music. This is music though.
Just play like.
This is Lonzo Ball.
Okay.
I don't need to play this.
No,
right
this
now.
Is not Lonzo Ball.
No, I swear to God, this is Kenneth
this
Page on the hook.
Yeah.
Triple B's in this thing.
Can we go back to Shalto?
Yeah. Shalto Roberts. Look up Shalto Roberts.
Sean Livingston.
Pulitzer Prize.
Okay, what is his? How do you
Why does every name start with an S and end with an N?
Okay, guys.
S-H-A-L-T-O-W.
I'm going to be so honest with you. Shalto Roberts is totally made up.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I had a feeling.
What is Shalto?
Shalto is Matthew has a friend named
you
Shalto.
You know I've been typing on this computer Explorer. For like minutes.
I know, that's why I said. I mean, bro, I said Shalto Roberts Peace Corps. Shalto
you literally
Roberts
said
Pulitzer
Explorer.
Prize. I couldn't think of an S name that wasn't Shalto. Shout out Shalto.
Sammy
Sosa.
Sosa.
Yeah. Sammy Sosa. Turn to skin white.
Sammy Sosa. Back to this one song.
I think this one Propellerhead song is the only song we can talk over. That where it's not like distracting.
It's so the only gonna, one that
I'm just
you know
keep,
that
well,
we can talk over.
Fine, do you know any calm bass and drum songs that aren't too fast in tempo?
What, lo-fi?
It's not lo-fi though. This is like almost more like it's a
Ronnie
combo of lo-fi and techno.
I don't know. Search up La Luna, L-A, La Luna, and then by Climatic.
Well, Ryan Hollins.
That's a good one. Ryan Hollins.
Holland.
Climatic.
Sedale Threat.
Oh, it's Sedale 3. Yeah.
3.
If the song's good, I'll just loop it.
I think it's 3.
Ooh, this is nice.
Frimpong?
Frimpong?
Yeah, Frimpong is a good one.
Jamario Davidson.
Carvajal.
J.R. Reed.
Carvajal?
Bro,
yeah. Yo, Luca,
how do you know Carvajal?
Carvajal.
I know Carvajal.
We play so much FIFA, bro.
I have a jersey of Carvajal. Real Madrid.
He loves to say, every time he opens a pack in Spanish, he's like, Carvajal?
Carvajal. Carvajal.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from. I didn't know he was from Spain until right now.
What's the other guy? Oryarzabal.
Oryarzabal.
Miki.
Oryarzabal.
Oryarzabal.
Carvajal, Oryarzabal. Those are the names you always say. What's the other one?
Another one I can't think.
Frimpong?
Frimpong is great.
Frimpong G.
Frimpong?
Gerard Moreno?
I like La Cazette.
But Condogbia.
I.
What's his first name?
Joffrey.
That's not A. Just random. Just name random Liga players.
Yeah.
Alright, I got some more questions for y'all. Just
yes, sir.
Don't think I'm lacking. Okay, wait. I still don't know the name of our segment, but whatever.
Hot mic.
But it doesn't make sense with the theme.
True.
Like.
It's okay. We don't need a segment
okay,
name.
Okay. Just okay.
Like lies.
Who'd you rather have on your team trying to win a chip? Tyler Hero or Austin Reeves?
Tyler Hero.
Oh, it's literally only white players in this
yes,
segment.
Yeah. Tyler Hero.
The white player segment. All right. For talking. Just overall Hero. Impact, Tyler I'd probably Hero. Take Tyler Hero.
I think it's a no-brainer.
I think it's Tyler Hero.
He's just better.
I think Pat no-brainer. I think it's no-brainer Austin Reeves. I think it's no-brainer Austin Reeves.
You think no-brainer Austin Reeves?
Yeah, Austin Reeves is better than Tyler Hero. Yeah.
I think first, Austin Reeves is just over...
For sure.
Like, it's Austin he's overhyped because he's on the Lakers.
I think he plays harder than Tyler Hero.
Do you remember how much Taylen Horton-Tucker got hyped up when he was in the Lakers?
He was so
who
good.
Was that?
In the G League, he
no.
was so good.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, okay.
He's a nobody now,
bro,
right?
If we're talking about, like, wingspan to height ratio, Taylen Horton-Tucker's, yes. like, he's, like, 6'3", 6'4", with a 7'2 wingspan.
Kent Bazemore is probably up there.
What is his?
He
got a 1.4 ratio, 1.8.
He's not as big. He's not as big. He's not as hockey.
Ridiculous.
He's not as Aki as Taylen Horton-Tucker. So.
Yeah, no. To the listeners, you don't know.
Bazemore's got a flat head.
Wingspan is everything in basketball. Like me, I'm built like a T-Rex. I'm a good 5'10", 5'4" wingspan. You know, it's right. a struggle out here. You know, when I try to elevate, it just doesn't work out. Xander, on the other hand, also 5'10", but with a 6'10" wingspan. So
imagine.
I mean, you'd be in the league if you had a 6'10 wingspan at your height.
I feel like
Kent
we
Bazemore
often
7 foot wingspan.
Our conversations often
and his
end up
height
descending
is 6'5".
What attribute could be changed on my body so that I could make it to the league?
That's what I'm saying.
What, if you could change one attribute, yo, not your height. Height's not allowed. What would you change to be in the league?
I mean, probably arm length is like the most important thing after that, right? Or wingspan, I mean.
Like, if you had like a Wembanyama wingspan at your height, could you be in the league?
I feel like that would be so like game.